And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Part of the plan. Roy Savaloys, and welcome to another round of some punk rock special with me, Tim.
All right, Dougie here.
And we're following up the one we did last time, which is all the 70s gear, with a little bit of a rundown memory lane through the 80s. And that was Newtown Heroics with Living with Unemployment, which pretty much sums up 80s England for all of us. And next up is The Wonderful Conflict, which of course was the thing that really changed it for me. Punk rock, really thought it was going to happen, and of course it never did. And this is From Protest to Resistance.
Never mind the bullshit, it's the facts. Sick enough. From those who won't take no more, I'm seeing a privilege profit than the poor. All the scientists pissed, they call research. Been told we're scum and can be found. Well, but it's to the ball, keep smashing down the wall. Fall the pressure on, and government will fall. It takes more than news and more than words to reclaim nations controlled by hordes. And police, army and fun of Wales, and everyone waiting for the balance with the people who care. To question and control the divided life power must be tested in testing time. Then time and time again. But no matter how much pain and protest, nothing seems to change. The government shows forces and our movement cows in fear. Sucks and strife for freedom while others simply sneer. Side mail racking with a side mail song. Well, it's a side fucking system and it still stands strong. The bound continues so far as to live. We mark our anarchy and batter it again. Time working for something the system can't make. Creating something the law can't take back. Has a loss of privilege, it's never our life. Power ain't been to stone as the time to. Fuck him up again, fuck him up again, fuck him up again.
I remember back in 44, earth and the bridges were on the
that was the first round. As with last time, we're going to play a little bit of everything. And this isn't a list of every perfect tune from the 80s. This is just a little bit of a mix. So we started off with Conflict. It was supposed to be from Protest to Resistance, but it was, in fact, Increase the Pressure.
I messed up.
Due to Mike Thorn. But, you know, everything from that LP's classic, really. They were the band, one of the bands who coming out of the back of the whole Crass thing and then the whole anarcho scene. They were one of the bands who really did it for me, you know. I thought that the world was going to change. And then after that, we played the Partisans, No U-Turns, which was one of the LPs on No Future Records, which at the time was like the kind of the big label that did all the sort of skinhead stuff and the more of the glue bag bands. And a personal favourite of mine, No U-Turns, from their first LP. Partisans were from Wales, 1983-ish, I think. And then it was the Bleach Boys, which was stocking-clad Nazi death bitches.
And explain that cover, Tim.
Okay. Well, there was a cover. The cover is a semi-naked woman with stocking-clad, I assume, a Nazi death bitch. But I don't know anything about that record, but it's an absolute classic.
Yeah,
for 82, I think. And then we had Flux of Pink Indians doing Progress off their first LP, Strive to Survive, on Spiderleg Records before they went on to do stuff with Crass. And again, it was part of that whole sort of anarcho, sort of hippie punk thing. And they were probably I think they were the best band until they went all weird and did all that experimental crap. But that LP is really a classic. And next up, we have Young Shawnee Dugs playing you a few numbers.
Cheers, Tim. Great set of songs. And from 1982, all the way from Reading, if that means anything for you, you have Sounds and Can't Cheat Karma.
1, 2, 3, go. I've got an ego, it won't let me go. What am I gonna do? A, B, C, D, paranoia's killing me. I'm dying on me aching feet, what a way to go. Roll up, roll up, people always stroll up. So why don't you grow up? No, thank you. Big cats, small cats, some cats are fat cats. Those cats are bad cats, what we gonna do? There's an awful lot of people in the world today. There's an awful lot of trouble on the streets these days. And it doesn't seem to matter what you do or say. If a change is gonna happen, gotta help it on its way. A change's gotta come before too long, I know. The peace has gotta come and I could be wrong, I know. But I just don't know what I can do. You don't trust me and I don't trust you. I bet you wish you did and I know I do. Why have you got secrets? Cause I know you have. If you've got something to hide then it must be bad. A change's gotta come before too long, I know. Peace has gotta come and I could be wrong, I know. But I just don't know what I can do.
Heat. Too much trouble on the street. There's quite a few points and there's too many cons. Yeah, life in Lisbon, feel the heat. Too much trouble on the streets. But I'm not gonna leave. If I go anywhere else, I've got nothing to achieve. We're not fascists, yeah. Life in Lisbon.
kicking off that set, we had Sounds and their brand of indie punk. According to Mike Thorne, they've reformed, which should be interesting.
With the drummer from Doom playing drums.
Well, that should be very interesting. Eh? And from 1982, we had the Straps from London, who brought out two singles that are very hard to get, so good luck in tracking them down. And that track from them was Brixton. From 83, we had One Way System, my favourite song by them, called Slaughtered. And they were from the north of England. From 87, from my hometown, Belfast, we had Toxic Waste and Tug of War, a band who either went on to have 1,000 babies, 1,000 addictions, or 1,000 other bands. And if you can, try to track down a BBC documentary that was brought out in 89 or 1990 about sectarianism that members of the band appeared in. Really, really funny. And next we have Mr. Brooks.
Oi, oi. Okay, we're going to be playing the Abrasive Wheels' Vicious Circle next, which was on Riot City Records. Who are another one, kind of like No Future, really, like playing to all the spiky bands. They had Chaos UK and Vice Squad and all those kind of bands on them. It was all, you know, Dole Cues and glue bags, really. And this one is Vicious Circle.
We'll be right back. give us back. Evil threat once again.
That was the next lot of tunes. And we started off with The Brazed Wheels, Vicious Circle. It was Glue Bags and Spiked Hair. Followed up with The Meager Tribe, Angry Songs on Crass Records. And they were another one of those hippie bands, kind of like The Mob and everything. So Mike Thorne's out the back, baking bread as we speak, planting sunflowers in the garden. And straight after that, we did Blitz, who were another band on No Future. In fact, the first single on No Future, but this one was their second single, Never Surrender, which is probably their best. And the best thing about Blitz was that they had like half punk, half skins, so they fit into everything.
And there was a moustache there.
And there was one guy with a moustache.
You like the moustache.
Which was a sign of the 80s, because you don't see that very much these days. And we finished that up with Generic from their second single. And that tune was Years Apart. And this was like moving into the later 80s when we got all the crusties and all
that.
Was
that their Sned band, aren't they?
And young Sned playing drums who still is thumping the tubs in Boxton. One of the few people probably who's actually 15 years later playing in a band more hardcore than the band he started playing in.
Yep.
So that one went out to him, who's probably listening in Leeds somewhere or some other terrible shithole. that was for you. And Shawnee, what we got next?
Well, I'm going to kick this segment off with The Fits from Ian Stewart's hometown, Blackpool. I don't really know much about The Fits. They had a handful of singles and a couple of 12 inches. They did look like a bunch of wankers mixed between Spandau Ballet.
Later on they did.
Spandau Ballet and Adam and the Ant. But don't let that distract you from the music, because they're really, really good. This is from 83, The Fits and Tears of a Nation. Frustration, tears of frustration, tears of
to say. It was something very special for me. I knew you had a reason. Right up the door, they got no room for you.
Thought you'd start
Yeah, kicking off that set was the Fits. God bless them, they look like a bunch of clowns. Don't be put off by that. Please buy their records. Next up we had D-Mob from England, 1983, No Room For You here, according to Mike Thorner. Another one of the dinosaurs who've got back together again, and not sounding too hot. I'd really like to check out the Defence cover of their tune, see how that builds up. Next up, from 87, HDQ from Sunderland, and a tune called You Suck. Two of their members have went on to be in Leatherface. I personally think HDQ are way better than that. And leave it out. 88, we had The Senseless Things and Girlfriend from London, which is a great tune. Two singles, one LP. That's all you need to buy from them after their major label stuff. It's not really good. Over to you, Tim.
All right. So next up, we're moving into the later 80s, and when things got a little bit speedier. And this track is by the Electro Hippies, and I think they asked that question that we've all been asking ourselves.
Am I punk yet?
Yeah. that's not your problem. Blame your leaders. Hey, kick some, you threw your mess up. Go, out of the bottom. It's not the place to be. Go, out of the box door. It's not for you and me. Go, out of the bottom. Go, out of the box door. Go, out of the bottom. It's not the place to.
Alright, that was the last little run of tunes for today. We kicked it off with the Electro Hippies, Am I Punk, which was from the Play Fast or Die 12-inch. And they were, I think, my favourite of the late 80s bands, you know. There was just something about them, and that tune's just classic. And Snared, if you're listening out there, you can parcel up that Electro Hippies generic split, stick it in the post and send it out to me. And I followed that up with Profit...
Send it care of Mike Thorne. P.O. Box.
These are a bunch of mercenary cunts.
And then after that classic number, I played Joyce McKinney Experience, Profit Motif from their LP from 1987, I believe. And another favourite of mine.
Basically proven girls can sing. Which according to some people.
That LP is just great, as is everything
whose
by
initials
then.
Are...
Well, we won't mention, right? Can I speak?
Yeah.
Sorry. We had kicking out Pink Turds from 1989 with Indie Crap. They're from my hometown, Belfast. And I think a few of their members went on to be in Bleeding Rectum. You're like the basic sort of Poison Idea type hardcore band. And then we had the Blaggers from 1989 with their tune Ireland, basically telling you how it is from where I come from. And unfortunately, Manny Blagg died of a heroin overdose a couple of years ago. But they've reformed with a new singer, so hopefully all the best to the Blaggers.
And that's about it. So we're going to finish up with a classic from 1981, which again, I think, sums up England in the 80s. It's 2,000 Voices, 2 Million Voices by Angelic Upstarts. And we'll see you next time round for the 90s.